The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's see if we can score 90 points in the first half of the show today. Why not? Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right. The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN.
You better hurry. We're not doing a full show today.
Well, it's not that short.
We're not doing a full show. I'm getting out of here.
What time?
I don't know, like
5:30.
6:30.
6:30? 6:30. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not that short of a show.
All right.
713-780-3776 is your number.
I don't know why I thought it was 5:30.
That's Monday. You get out at 5:30.
Oh, well, crap.
So I've ruined your Friday.
Yeah, it's ruined.
But look at the bright side, AJ. If we get out at 5:30 and try to go home on Friday traffic at 5:30, we're not getting home anytime sooner than we would if we left at 7. 6:30, you might save 10 minutes.
That's true.
So there's that. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. No bull stuff today. Let's have some fun. What's going on, man?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
About the same.
Okay.
I do think I'm...
We've wrapped up the show then.
Yeah, that's it. So we'll see you guys on Monday. Well, I won't see you guys on Monday.
Yeah. You're out of there.
Yeah.
We saw the ugly Tennessee Titans last night, and we saw good Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think the first time all year that's looked like the Steeler offense that I was expecting this year.
Yeah, and the Steelers are a confusing team because I've seen them look so good like last night and so bad in other instances that I don't know what to think that they are, but last night there was no doubt they can contend with anybody. They can compete with anybody on a good night.
When they bring that game, they're as good as anybody.
And I think we can agree that Marcus Mariota's had better days.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the exception of the four picks, he played pretty well. He just gave the ball to the other team four times. Yeah, so
that's a problem.
That won't get it done.
This is why the Titans, they're just one of these teams that they're pretty good. When they show up, they can play with anybody. But when they don't, they're just not good. And it's hard to categorize teams like that.
I'm not a believer in Malarkey as a head coach.
I've said that all along.
I just don't see it. And he did something last night. And it didn't – what does Matt Dean always say? It's decisions, not
outcomes.
Decisions,
not outcomes, correct.
So he did something last night that the outcome didn't change, but the decision had me scratching my head. And this was in the first quarter. The Steelers, if you remember last night, they went down and they scored very quickly on the opening drive. I mean, very quickly. And then the Titans get the ball. They move it for a second, and then Mariota throws his first pick of the night. So they're backed up as it is. The Steelers drive. They get to third and five, and they're at like the 15-yard line or something like that. And there's a face mask called.
Yeah.
It was a hold / face mask. And there was an incomplete pass, so it would have been fourth down. Then Pittsburgh's kicking a field goal.
Right. I was stunned to see this, to be
they
honest with
accept
you.
Accept the penalty, and now it's third and 15 from like the 25, or no, it's third and it was 3rd and 20 from like the 25. They're not out of field goal range. And of course they throw it to the end zone and take a shot.
Yeah.
And that could have it could have easily been another touchdown. Why don't you held them to 3 points?
Yeah.
Get out of there with the 3 points.
That's a victory.
I didn't understand that. And it's just, I mean, that's one decision, but it's something that I see a lot with Malarkey, and I just don't think he's a very good coach. I watched him up close for quite a while when he was in Buffalo. I don't think very highly of the guy.
I'm with you. I've never been sold on him. I think I like the talent they have there, but that's always going to be a concern for me. 713-780-ESPN. Mr. Gray says, "What's up with the Steelers defense trying to emulate my Saints defense, taking team picks in the end zone? Be original." Yeah, I saw the Saints fans were all pissed off about that. So, listen, stealing is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
You should be flattered. You must have had a good one if they're going to steal it. But, I think it'll be real interesting to see what the Steelers do moving forward. But that's the team I've been waiting to see most of the season. And, yeah, and especially coming off that game against the Colts where they were awful. And, you know, the Steelers have had some games. That game against the Jaguars where Roethlisberger couldn't throw the ball to his own team and never gave himself a chance. But then
we go back to the Jaguars are pretty good defensively, especially against the pass.
Yeah.
So it's maybe it's not as crazy as it seemed at the time, but at the time we were like, what was that?
Yeah. Well, that Colts game was.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they've had the Colts game was way closer than it should have been. Probably the Lions game was way closer than it should have been. Somehow they lost to the Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, so I.
But I've been saying I keep waiting for them to turn it around and waiting for them to start kicking it in because I think they can. They seem to do it every year. Maybe last night they started to kick it in.
But when you look at what they've done, you know, they're 8-2, and that's undeniable. 8-2 is, I mean, if you're 8-2, you're a likely playoff team. And despite the fact that they lost to the Bears somehow, they also have wins over the Vikings. They have a win at Kansas City, which is no joke. They have a win at Detroit. They have a win at Baltimore. And really, their schedule going forward, they've got, I would say, one game that's tough. The Steelers might finish 13-3. And that one game is against the Patriots, but it's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So it's winnable. Their remaining schedule, home to the Packers, at Cincinnati, home to the Ravens, home to the Patriots, at Texans, home to the Browns. I mean, you basically they're getting all the weakest teams in the league.
Yeah.
So, with the exception of that Patriots game, they should just roll through the rest of this season. And I would say 12-4 is like probably the worst I can picture them being.
Yeah.
You know, the Titans game last night might have been their second toughest remaining game.
Well, they didn't have any problem with it.
Nope.
713-780-ESPN. I bet your Rockets putting up 90 in the first half.
Man, how crazy is that? I mean, that's video game stuff. I mean, that shouldn't happen in the NBA, but this team is good. I told you last week, I've been impressed with them so far because it's not just offense. I mean, offensively, they're very good, obviously, but defensively, they're much better than they have been. So it's a fun team to watch, obviously, but I think they have a chance to be interesting as the season goes on. You know, like I still think it's the Warriors' world and everybody else is fighting for second, but I can't think of a team that I would take to finish second over the Rockets, and that's. I haven't thought that in the last few years.
Yeah,
I mean, well, they're
you may be the second best team in the league, and if you're the second best team in the league, all it takes is an injury or a series where you play out of your mind.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't think it would be. It's not ridiculous. I'm with you. I still think the Warriors are the better team, but I don't think it's ridiculous to think they could give them a run.
And I say that while the Warriors lost last night to the Celtics, who won their 14th straight game last night. So maybe the Celtics are pretty good too. But yeah, the Rockets are clearly for real. You know, they're not. And the addition of Chris Paul clearly worked out okay for them. They're gonna make it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they're gonna look like when he's fully worked in. Because we've talked about this before. When you bring superstars together, it doesn't always mesh right away. And the reality is, this is one game. I mean, he's only got to play one game with them. Yeah. So it's going to take a little time. But once they kind of figure out how to make everything work.
But if your first game is 10 assists and only one turnover, that's pretty good. That's a good night. That's a good start.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought last night, and I didn't watch the game until this morning, but I was just thinking about it last night, looking at the box score. It didn't seem like they were asking him to do a lot, and he only played 20 minutes in the game. They didn't ask him to do a lot, honestly, but he didn't look uncomfortable out there. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, obviously he's had some practice time with him, but it's not the same as getting out there over the game. But I'm
and they don't feel like they're in any need to rush him in, you know, and throw him back into the fire full force, because they don't. I mean, they were 11-4 without him.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like, oh, we've got to get this guy back right now, or he's not gonna, you know, we can't win anything.
They've got
some wiggle room.
Long way to go in the season, but I like some of those secondary moves they made to replace their depth. The PJ Tuckers, Mbamute, guys like that, that bring some defense. I think those have been very, very solid additions to this team, and I think that's one of the things that's made them, you know, that's made them better. And Harden's still playing at a really high level. It's kind of funny that, you know, the Rockets are obviously looking like they're going to have a fun season. They're a lot more fun to watch. And Chris Paul's one of my favorite players. He always has been. He's one of those guys that makes everybody better. And I can't wait to see what it's going to look like when he's out there on a more regular basis in terms of games. All right. 713-780-ESPN. I actually get to talk about the NHL in Houston when we come back.
Okay.
Because it's a real story now.
Okay.
It's not just a made-up Fred story. Not that it was ever made up. It's just... And we got a lot of other stuff to get to, a lot of NFL, a lot of college football to talk about. RJ Bell's going to join us at 5:30, and let's have some fun today. You know the number if you want to get in. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And I got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. Every day they change lives. They're graduating thinkers, and that makes us a stronger community. And Texans Can Academies takes in kids that have dropped out of other schools, and they give them a second chance. And these are kids that are really good kids that just had problems they had to work around. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, Texans Can Academy helps them with that. If they had trouble getting to school for transportation, they get them free bus passes. That's what they do. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. But, hey, they need your donations more than ever. And a lot of the Blitzers have stepped up. You can be the next one. And by your donations, we mean car, truck, motorcycle, tractor, any kind of vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. Doesn't matter if it's all rusted out. Doesn't matter if it got flooded, if it's been sitting out there in front of your house for God knows how long. They'll take it. They'll come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. You can go online and set it all up in just a matter of seconds, really. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, a $50 Visa gift card. So call the Texans Can Academies at 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, a lot of buzz over this because it started when Tillman Fertitta was introduced as the Rockets' new owner, and he mentioned that he would love to bring an NHL team here. Apparently, he did meet with Gary Bettman, the worst commissioner in all sports, about that possibility, and Bettman was contacted by The Athletic, which is it's kind of a cool thing. It's a new deal. It's that there's sort of an online newspaper subscription thing, and they've hired some really good people. But Bettman did respond by first saying, "We're not relocating any clubs right now," which means, yeah, today they're not relocating any clubs. This guy's a known liar. If Houston were to express an interest in having an NHL franchise under the right circumstances, it's something we might want to consider. Could you couch that any more? Well, first off, pretty sure he expressed an interest if he's going to meet with the guy.
Right.
Under the right circumstances, okay. That seems to be okay. It's something we might want to consider. Yeah, I think you would want to consider the fourth largest market in the country. Dickweed. This guy's such a bad comedian. He's just smarmy. I hate him. But, The cool thing is, and I think it's going to happen, there are a lot of teams right now that have stadium issues. And you're also sitting on 31 teams, so there's a possibility for an expansion team. Seattle's long been a potential place, but they can't get the arena thing together. And it looked like they had a deal, and then something happened with the mayor, so I don't know what's going on there. Quebec City, I hate to say, just doesn't make a lot of sense right now. And you know, from a financial standpoint, I don't think you're going to make a ton of money going there. Would it be a great market? Yeah, but would it be a moneymaker? I don't know. So when you look at everything else, this market makes as much sense as anybody. You've got teams like Carolina, which has a real bad ownership problem. And that would be my first choice if I could poach a team, would be Carolina, because they've got a really good young team that's only a player away from being very good. And they've just got a lot of crap hanging over them.
I was looking at their attendance from last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, I'm mostly looking at, like, percent capacity.
Right.
Like, that's what really matters. Like, what not your average attendance, but how much of the capacity.
Well, I mean, if you've got a 25,000-seat arena and you're still pulling 19,000, that's pretty good. But
so, just the best attendance in the league last year was the Blackhawks. And they were at a little over, like 21,750, basically, per game. 110% of capacity.
Yeah.
You know, the
Toronto's got to be up there,
Toronto's
too.
Fifth on the list. Montreal 2, Detroit 3, Philly 4, Toronto 5. Then there's some surprises, like the Tampa Bay Lightning are 6, which that's surprising to me.
Well, but they've really become a good hockey market because they've got a team that can win the Stanley Cup, and people are excited about it.
So most of the teams are, as far as capacity goes, you've got to go a good ways before you get down below 90%.
Yeah.
And the first team that's below 90% capacity is the Columbus Blue Jackets. And they hover around 87.4, but that's up 8% from the previous year. So
no, but the previous year they were awful. Last year they were one of the better teams in the East.
So it's hard to say that they're, you know,
right,
woeful. The Colorado Avalanche are at 82%.
And they've been horrible now for the last couple of years.
But I also feel like they're not going to take a team away from that market.
No, and they shouldn't. They need better management there and better players.
So that leaves you with the bottom five here. The Florida Panthers are one. They are 76%. down 5% from last year. That's pretty bad.
It is, and two years ago they were good and people started coming back, but the year before that there were games where they had 7,000 people in that building, allegedly. So that market is just not really working out.
These two, I don't know if they could move because I think they just both signed new deals with new buildings. But the Devils and the Islanders are both...
Well, the Islanders are up in the air because...
The Islanders aren't playing at the Brooklyn Arena?
They're playing at Barclays, but they're trying to get out of there. They're only there for another year. They're looking at building an arena at Belmont Park.
Okay.
That would be for the Islanders.
But either way, the Islanders aren't a team that would look to leave the New York area.
You would not think, because I think if you leaving New York, your franchise value goes down no matter where you go.
No matter where you go.
So, but yeah, they have issues there, but I think that's one that'll get worked out. There's talk of maybe moving back to the island, but I couldn't see them leaving, and the Devils aren't going anywhere either.
So if we take those two off the table, the realistic options here are the Florida Panthers, the Phoenix Coyotes, and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, there's one other wild card I'm going to throw into this mix.
Okay, who's that?
Calgary. They need it. Forget the attendance for a minute. Okay. Their arena is 35 years old. Their mayor has refused to use any public money for a new arena.
Okay.
And they basically said they've stopped negotiating. And I don't want that team to leave Calgary. I think that would be tragic, frankly. That's a great market. It's not the people's fault. Although they keep electing this guy. So,
yeah.
And apparently they love him. He's a really popular mayor, but he has no interest in building a new arena for the Flames. So that's a team that might wind up being in play. I think Carolina's definitely in play. The thing about Phoenix, and I actually think that market is very viable. There's a ton of snowbirds there. The problem is it's out in Glendale, and that's fine for football where you only got to go out there once a week, once every 2 weeks. But that for...
It's weird that the Coyotes don't play in the same arena as the Suns.
And that's the thing. When they were in the city, they did really well. And I think that's what's got to happen. They've got to get back to, they've got to get back into the city and work out some kind of deal, or at least Tempe or someplace, but you're just
someplace with population.
Scottsdale even, but you're just too far out in Glendale. And that's just not because you've got to go down there for 41 games a year. Most people aren't. There's just not enough people that live there that are going to go to the games, and most of your snowbirds are all in Tempe and Mesa and places like that. So,
well, what's the timeline on when you think this could get done?
I think there's a lot more smoke here than people think. Just from what I'm hearing, if I were a betting man, I would not be shocked if something isn't being worked on right now with Carolina. For as soon as next season.
Okay.
Probably 2 years, because I think you're getting pretty far along, and where if you were going to move, it's the good thing is they've got the arena there, but you have to think about all the things you have to get started.
Right.
You've got to start marketing. You've got to you've got to figure out who's coming with the team. Well,
you got to start setting up dates for the Toyota Center. Like,
right. You've got to work around that, and which is with one guy in charge, that's not that hard, but
right.
there's little things like, okay, let's say you bring that team here. Well, not every employee is going to come with it. So now you've got to replace all those employees. And there's just a lot that has to be done. And, from a selfish standpoint, I want to see it because I'm a big hockey fan and I would be thrilled. Plus, from a selfish standpoint, I don't think there's another radio station available for a pro sports team. I think.
Oh, I don't want that.
I'm pretty sure we'd be in the market for that.
I don't want
that. I'm just
that.
Saying. Us or Sports Map, we have two pretty good options.
And we're going to get bumped off the air.
It's all right. I'll go to the game.
Oh, I don't want that. Listen.
But most of them would be 7:30 games, right?
I don't know. They better be.
Hmm. But, I think it's got a chance, and I would be, let's take a call on that. Is that Q? Let's get Q.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, sports.
So, I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but
hey, John, hold on, Q. Can you turn him up? You on a speakerphone, Q?
No, I'm on a regular phone.
Damn it. All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry about that. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but I'd be interested to see him here. My questions are, When a hockey team says an arena with a basketball team, how does it usually work? Is the ice underneath the basketball court, or is it over the basketball court? And with something like that, they'd have to construct it, I guess, in the off season, which would move a whole bunch of concerts and other stuff that, you know, the Toyota's going to have to
do. Let me cut you off first, because your phone's terrible.
Built for it.
It's already built for it. They had a hockey there with a minor league team. It's got a concrete floor that they roll out. For basketball, they put the court out. For hockey, they put the ice out. It's same thing. It's all set up for that. It has been for years. It was built with that in mind originally. So, and yeah, I keep getting like, well, it wouldn't work here. Guys, I just don't think you understand the makeup of the city now, if you think that, because yeah, you might not be interested, but I guarantee you there's a hell of a lot of people that aren't from here that came from other places where hockey's pretty big.
Well, let me ask you this. Why didn't the Arrows work?
The Arrows didn't work because Les Alexander wanted the dates. They worked. For a minor league team, they did great. They sold that place out the whole thing when they played for the Calder Cup. So it was just, you know, Les wanted those dates for concerts and things like that and didn't think he was making enough money off of them. And it's a minor league team.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The one thing, my one concern is with any sport in Houston, and I feel like, you know, the Rockets and Astros are established enough that it won't kill them, but you know how it is around here. Unless you're the Texans, if your team isn't good, people just don't show up.
And that's Houston. I mean, that's going to be this city forever. The first year, you'd get a pass because people would be excited, but you better be good after that.
Yeah.
Even the Rockets, they don't, as good as they are, I see a lot of empty seats there. Now, part of that's people out in the, you know, back at the bars and things like that. But I think it would do pretty well here eventually. I mean, I think there's a fan base here of probably about 10,000 that would go. That would, okay. I think right now you could sell 10,000 season tickets as your base.
Okay.
And if you can do that.
If you can do that, you're good. I mean, you're off to a good start.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're going to sell 18,000 a game, though, which is what Toyota Center holds. So that I don't know, but I think it would work. Thank you for humoring me for one segment.
Eric Warner says if they bring Carolina, they don't have to worry about changing the name of the team. I would think they would want to change that, right?
I don't know. They get run over by hurricanes too.
I know, but I don't think we want that implication.
Miami gets run over by them all the time. They have hurricanes.
That's true.
In fact, the only place I know that doesn't get them is Tulsa.
They get golden ones.
They get golden ones. I don't know what the hell that means. Yeah, I don't know. The whole team name thing is, to me,
it's a golden hurricane happens when someone pees in a tornado.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I thought it was just when you walked outside during a hurricane and peed.
Yeah.
And then it got on somebody.
Same thing.
Okay. More so than a tornado. But yeah, the name thing's really premature. But, you know, it's we'll see. That's your hockey talk for the day.
All right, that's enough.
We dealt with it.
Now let's talk about sports.
Now let's talk about your wood.
Oh.
Summerwood, as a matter of fact. Summerwood Pharmacy has right here in Houston. And guys, if you're paying $60 a pop for that little blue pill, you're wasting money. Because at Summerwood, you're going to get it for a fraction of the cost. Sometimes it's under $10. Same active ingredient. And you're going to get a prescription. It's going to be mailed to an address you choose for free. All you have to do is go to your doctor and say, hey, I want to switch my prescription over to Summerwood. I want to save money. And guess what? They'll do it. All you have to do is call 281-225-4300. Or you can go to myedrx.com. And if you do, check out that video. Because if you're having problems and you haven't been to the doctor and you've been thinking about it, they're going to tell you everything you need to know. So just go to myedrx.com and watch their video. Because dealing with ED is a lot easier than talking about it. So rather than just ignore it, go check that out. Go see your doctor. There's an easy, affordable solution. Got to talk to somebody about it. Ask your doctor about Sildenafil, same active ingredient as Viagra, and Summerwood Pharmacy here in Houston has it for a fraction of the cost. So man up. You're not the only guy dealing with this. Visit myedrx.com. Call 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300, or myedrx.com. Get back in the game.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And one last follow-up to that. I think a lot of fans from other teams would go, and you'd see a lot of other jerseys when those teams are in town.
Yeah.
But don't you see that with the Texans?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that's just part of Houston, right? I think even the Astros, for when they weren't good, it was always Yankees fans and Red Sox fans and Rangers fans and Cubs fans. So I think you'll have some of that. But, I mean, that's every team in Houston.
So there'll be dynamic pricing for the Penguins games?
Probably so. Mm. I would say Blackhawks. That would be the one that would be the hardest
ticket. I would bet Red Wings would be tough to get to.
Probably.
A lot of people move here from Michigan.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people from Chicago here. And there's like two or three bars that are all Blackhawks bars that are full for all the games. So, all right. John, did you listen to any of Mike and Mike's farewell this morning?
I just got a piece of the sign off.
Yeah, did anybody cry?
No.
I guess they're happy to be rid of each other.
I told you.
It's more of a thank you kind of thing.
Oh.
Like, thank you for the listeners for all these years. Thanks for listening and everything.
I listened for a lot of years, but I didn't listen today. So do I still get thanked or was that?
No.
Okay. Fine. Well, I don't think we're... I kind of wanted to get up and listen to it today, but I had too much work to do, so I really didn't.
I didn't even think about it, honestly.
Matt said,
R.I.P. Mike and Mike.
Yeah. Lamont said, okay, enough of the bull. Now that Mike and Mike are gone, what will your new morning show be named when the afternoon show remains the same? Yes, I'm giving you two shifts. We'll be okay in the mornings. It's not going to be us, believe me.
That's called the no.
Yeah. Don't make us work more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, we're fine where we are. I don't want to be doing those mornings, man.
I can't function doing mornings.
Although, you know, I've completely flipped, man. I used to be a total night person. And I mean, I'm up at 5:30 every morning now. And now, if we were doing a show, I'd have to be up at 4.
Right.
That I got no interest in. But, yeah, by 9 o'clock, man, I've already got 90% of my work done for the day.
I almost always sleep until 9 o'clock.
Really?
Almost always. That's how I stay young.
But I only sleep 5 hours a night.
Oh, not me.
I can't.
I sleep like 8, yeah. 7. You're a vampire.
Maybe so.
It's part of
so.
It.
I don't
I
know.
That is a
I'd like to
it.
Be.
Yeah.
But, for some reason, man, it doesn't matter if I'm in bed at midnight, I'm up at 5. If I'm in bed at 11, I'm up at 4. It's just, Yeesh. For some reason, and I'll just lay there and try to go back to sleep, and it never works.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty much 5 hours. And, well, when I get up, the first thing I think is, okay, What can be accomplished today that'll be cool? And two is, boy, how much did I have to drink last night? That's the second thing I always think. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. You excited about any of the college football this weekend?
Excited, like, to watch the games?
Excited from, either that or a gambling standpoint or just in general.
I'm making a pretty healthy play on on UL Monroe against Auburn.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And I'll probably have a couple more that fall into those same lines, betting against the teams up at the top of the pile because the numbers are just out of line this week.
Well, and that was something that Brad brought up yesterday on the show. It's like, what was the record if you just faded teams in the top six?
You'd be all right.
It was something ridiculous. So. And that makes sense from a gambling standpoint.
No, he said if you fade 30-point dogs or 30-point favorites.
Was it 30-point favorites? I thought it was, but no, he also talked about the top six.
Oh, okay.
There was a pretty sick number on that, too. I want to say it was three. I'm going to have to go back and
listen. That's why I asked him, does that mean you're giving up 30-plus with Kansas?
Yeah, then he got quiet.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, maybe not that.
But no, he talked about both of those. Remember when we did the coaches who were overpaid?
Yeah.
I have the guys who are outperforming their salaries.
Okay.
Would you like to hear those?
Sure.
They have Gus Malzahn on the list, $4.7 million. I don't know if that's outperforming. If I'm paying a guy $4.7 million, I kind of expect them to be in this position, theoretically. But yeah. How about this? Mike Norvell at Memphis is only making $1.9 million.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that guy's going to get a big job. Gary Patterson, TCU, $5.1 million.
Again, I don't know if that's underpaid.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think that's what you're paying for. Mark Richt, $4 million.
That's
to me, if I'm paying a coach $4 million, I'm expecting him to be a contender.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, Mark Richt is a guy that's probably fair because $4 million is a good salary. It's less than he was making.
Yeah.
But Miami took a chance on him because he was a guy who had just gotten fired.
Yeah. Kirby Smart, 3.8.
That's a value.
How about this? Charlie Strong, $1 million.
That's great value, but he's still getting a little more than that.
Yeah, I don't know if these are great values. Dabo Swinney, 8.5.
That's not a value.
Nick Saban, 11.1.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you can have Nick Saban, you pay him whatever he wants. But
yeah, when you're going to win national championships, so maybe he is outperforming his contract. And that's, God, can you imagine trying to, it's like, let's say some rich donor says, hey, go get Nick Saban and offer him $15 million a year or something. Because that's what it would take, right? And at this point, do you think even $15 million would get him to leave?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what job he was leaving for.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, he'd win wherever he went.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that.
But I remember when Charlie Strong got the job, I know Texas was thinking about trying to get him. And I don't know what the money would have been to get a guy like that.
More than 11.1, we know that.
Yeah. Well, again, if you can pay a guy that much money, if I ran a university and I could get Nick Saban for $12 million, I'd pay it happily.
Yeah, you're going to make that back.
Yep.
That's a bargain, frankly. Okay, so that's what. How about this? Scott Frost, $2
million? That seems about right for where he's at.
Well, for what he's doing, though.
Yeah, for what he's doing, it's impressive. But he'll be.
He's going to get a real.
Yeah, he's going to get some big dough. Same with Matt Campbell.
Brian Kelly, 1.6.
Yeah, we talked about him. That's a guy who's. In that job, I would expect it to pay more. Like, that's a high-pressure job.
Now, I thought we had Lincoln Riley at 3-something, but they have him listed at 2.1.
That's pretty good value.
Yeah. Matt Campbell, 2.1.
This will be the last year he makes 2.1 million.
Mike Leach, $3
million. That's maybe a little underpaid.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying, outperforming his contract.
Well, you think Texas Tech pay $3 million to have that guy right now?
I'm sure they would. They're paying Cliff more than that.
Yep.
Paul Chris, 3.2.
That's about right, I think.
Mark D'Antonio, 4.4.
For a guy who's been at the same job for so long, that is pretty good value. But he's also a guy who has proven that he can put together a good program, but he's probably not going to win a national title.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Got to tell you that the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. So apparently we had a record high temperature today of 86.
It was super hot outside. What's going on?
It was, but at some point tomorrow, it's going to be 51 degrees.
Weird.
Yeah, so tomorrow, high of 83, low of 50.
Okay.
And then Sunday, 68 and 48. And then 70s and 50s. Thanksgiving Day, high of 66, low of 47, allegedly. And 70 and 51 on Friday. So cooling off a little bit. I guess 46 is probably winter for us, right? A low of 46.
Yeah.
That's as cold as it's going to get.
I would think so. Well, we might get into the 30s once. Maybe.
Maybe. But there's no such thing as global warming. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And there were some breakdowns from the MVP voting that I found interesting, not just the AL. Did you know the NL MVP voting was the fourth closest in history?
Doesn't surprise me. Like I told you, I don't know who's I don't know who was going to win yesterday. And honestly, Stanton probably would have been my third choice. Mm. So,
well, and then we kind of broke down that Altuve and Judge dominated in the AL, but interesting stat for you. Mike Trout did not finish in the top two for the first time in his career.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and he still was up there because of
He missed some time this year.
He played 114 games.
Yeah.
And he was still in the top four. Remember what his Altuve ever done guy?
Yes.
Who supported Chris Bryant?
Yes.
Chris Bryant somehow got a first place vote. I wonder if it was that guy.
It was him.
Yeah, okay.
But that, to be fair to that guy, he did call in and say
he did.
He stands corrected.
The Astros and Indians had the strongest MVP presence among voting, which makes sense. Of the 24 players,
because they were the two best teams.
Yeah, of the 24 players to receive a top 10 vote, 8 came from Houston and Cleveland.
That's pretty wild.
So the four that got votes for Houston, Altuve, Springer, Correa, and Marwin Gonzalez all received top 10 votes. And for Cleveland, it was Ramirez, Lindor, Kluber, and Edwin Encarnacion.
Easy for you to say.
Absolutely, yeah. Sorry. Archie Bradley got a top 10 NL MVP vote.
No joke.
Yeah. So.
I think some people will throw that 10th place vote out willy-nilly. They're like, oh, what? It doesn't matter.
Willie did not get one.
Willie, no, no?
No, sorry. But.
Because I think Brian McTaggart may have voted for Marwin with the 10th place vote.
You think?
I think I saw his.
Yeah, probably so, which for a 10th place vote, yeah. Why not? Mm. The guy had a good year. Led the team in RBI.
I'm bad.
Speaking of willy-nilly, did you see that Roethlisberger used the dilly-dilly audible last night?
No.
Apparently he went up there to call an audible and used the dilly-dilly.
Well, I like when my favorite is when, and they don't do it as much anymore because now it's a lot of silent stuff, but when the college guys used to have the big boards with four different pictures on it.
Yeah.
And it would always be something that's current pop culture-y. I like that.
Almost everybody had a Donald Trump one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But some of them
it's
still
less funny now that he's president.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But that was a whole big Chip Kelly and Gus Malzahn thing. So. 713-780-ESPN. Boy, you having internet problems?
Yes.
I'm trying to call up. I've got another fun story.
None of my stuff is easy to get to. In the last 5 minutes, probably. Yeah.
John, what'd you do?
No, it's not John. We work at a communications place, and for some reason, we just never have good internet.
Yeah, well.
Never.
It'd been better. It'd been working pretty well.
I don't buy it.
And I've had kind of some cool stats about Larry Fitzgerald, since he's going to be here Sunday, that I wanted to share, but my blue line is only about 1/8 of the way across on it.
Okay.
Trying to load the story.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's going to happen.
We'll never know.
Yeah. There's some really cool stats in there, some things that people would find interesting. And it's more about how great Jerry Rice really was. Because when you look at Fitzgerald's numbers in comparison.
Right.
It's really eye-opening. And I would love to share it with the people.
Just not today.
But, yes, the Wi-Fi has decided not to cooperate. So, I'm not really sure what to do about that. Pretty much everything I have is on the... This is the one negative to technology, is all my show prep, everything I do is on the computer. I have links to stories. I have all this stuff. If I can't pull it up...
It screws me.
Yeah. But... Yeah. So I can't even move forward on this.
Well,
that's all right. We'll move on to something else. Where should we go, John? Oh, Carbach Works.
Yeah, and I'll take a look at it during
the break. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Carbach. They've got the new menu is up, and it is fantastic. If you haven't been by the restaurant, you need to go by there. And they've taken some of the items off the menu, and it was an unwise decision. We talked to Eric about it. Korean fried chicken is back. That was the best thing they had going. They took it off. I don't know what they were possibly thinking, but it's back. Poutine, back. And that's with all the stuff that they've been having. It's amazing. The fish and chips there is always good. You can get a nice 10-ounce Texas Wagyu steak out there as well. I mean, you could get everything there. It's a gourmet-type restaurant. They've got Tacos Al Pastor, which is one of my favorites. They got pizzas. They got pretzels. So they run the gamut. You want a nice fancy meal, they can do that. You want some bar food while you drink some of the many delicious beers on tap, you can do that too. There's something for everybody there at the Carbach restaurant. And if you're looking to have a holiday party, they've got spaces for you there. An indoor space that can hold almost 200 people, and then you can have some people out in the beer garden as well. Check them out, Carbach. Go by, see the space for yourself, try out the beer for yourself, and if you're at a restaurant this weekend or at a bar, ask the bartender, ask the waitress, please make it a Carbach.